All right, we'll call the meeting to order, start with a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. All right, open the floor for public comment. Okay. Entertain a motion to approve the January board meeting minutes.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy, second by Rich. Questions, alterations, deletions on the minutes? I did notice we gotta put the date in the first line of the minutes. But other than that, that was fine.
Oh, the day.
Yeah, the day. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the January treasurer's report.
Make a motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions on the treasurer's report? One thing I want to point out on this is that you can see we're overdrawn on the general repairs CE, but we do have a rebate coming from the Griswold Street project that we are getting from, not CHIPS, but the other one. Right, miss?
Yeah.
What's the other one? Not CHIPS, but?
Pave Your Way.
Pave Your Way.
Yeah.
So that'll bring that back in line, so.
Almost $13,000.
All right, any questions on the treasurer's report? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried.
Hello, Mayor.
You looking for us?
Not really, no.
Oh.
I just wanted to, like, touch base with you on 41 Church Street.
Yes.
Who keeps complaining about 37 Church Street.
Understood.
Did you get the email that she sent? Did you look at it?
I looked at the email, but I didn't get the recording.
Okay. So I looked at the recording.
Mm-hmm.
And all that does is vindicate the guy that lives at 37.
Mm-hmm.
It looks as though he was dropped off at the end of his driveway. He walks from the driveway in.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking on his cell phone. Now, I had my cell phone turned up all the way, and I had to stick it on my ear like this to hear. And you can hear him talking, but his voice is no louder than the footsteps that he's taking on the ice that's on the driveway.
Mm.
You know, like when you walk and your driveway's not paved, it's just got dirt on it, and it kind of like crunches. The crunching of his footsteps is louder than his voice talking on the cell phone. She said he was running back. I see him go by once. So there's no evidence that anybody is doing anything there that is, like, you know, breaking any of our ordinances or laws, right?
Well, let's chat about this after the meeting.
Okay.
We'll go into a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Anything else you got?
Nope.
Okay. I'll catch you. I'll come and see you after we're done. All right. No correspondence?
No.
Old business. Property maintenance concerns on Westbrook. We have a violation was sent.
Yeah, so that was kind of just an update since we've been pending this for a while. The new code enforcer
said she was cleaning it up a little.
Well, we sent out a certified letter, and I also sent one by mail.
Mm-hmm.
She did not pick up the certified. It was returned to us. But she must have got the one in the mail.
That's why you do both.
Half the property looks like the dumpster's full. So it looks like there's progress being made. So this was pretty much just an update. And I guess he'll keep watching it.
That's good. Drinking water source protection program acceptance.
All right, so that one is Charlie got an email saying that, you know, congratulations, our community has been selected to work with the technical assistance provider for this group, and with him not being here, Rich and I took a conference today so we could ask some questions, because in the beginning, it did sound like that their services were gonna help us come up with a water protection plan. As you know, we already have one that Rural Water did a while ago. So we took a little conference call with them to ask some questions and to see if we wanted to move forward with it. I mostly cared about whether they're gonna help us with funding for stuff, and it was a pretty informative meeting.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, they're gonna provide the technical assistance. Because we already have a plan, they're going to review our plan, maybe help us try to implement some of the plans, and maybe get ahead of, and Rich can tell you some stuff too.
Yeah, I think we need to follow up with some local laws to, for implementing the plan.
Well, we were mostly talking about their assistance with,
the emerging contaminants.
The contaminants issue, and what we might have to be facing in the future when EPA makes the change. So, you know, Charlie couldn't be here to talk to them, so he just wanted to not, he has to respond and say that we're gonna, they're gonna help for 6 months to a year, I think that's what
they said. It could take up to, yeah.
And one of the parts is that, you know, when it comes that we do need funding, they said that their technical assistant person will help us apply for grants for funding. So I think it's worth our while. It's free.
And having an updated source water protection plan is gonna help your application when you do apply for funding, showing that you have an active program in place. So it won't hurt anything, and it's not gonna cost anything.
Yeah, we already knew about this. We knew months ago that we were jumping on board with this. But once we got accepted, I guess Charlie's question was, is, you know, what are they gonna help us with? Because they're, you know, they're gonna need a lot of our assistance too, but he was concerned with, you know, are they gonna help us make a new plan? Because we already have a plan.
Right.
So, but that wasn't all that it was about, so that's what we were trying to make sure.
But I think we need to, there's some, we never, we adopted the plan that we got from Rural Water last time, but we didn't really follow through and implement.
With watershed rules.
With watershed rules. Because, I mean, one of the things were, you know, there's like, you know, there's a 200-foot radius around the pumps that's not supposed to be developed, but there's nothing in the zoning that says that. So, you know, there's, these things need some follow-up. And then probably some other things too, but yeah, so as long as we just gotta keep an eye on.
So they're gonna help us update and implement some of our plan to the best that they can, so. It was just really an update that I wanted to tell you that we did get accepted to be part of the program, and I'll let Charlie know tomorrow that, you know, you guys all agreed just to move forward with it.
Yeah.
All right, that was it.
And that's, there's no cost to that, right?
No, it's all free.
I didn't think there was, but, all right. Okay, investigation regarding complaints, 3741, that was, Dan was just telling us about that. Any other discussion on that?
Well,
I'll meet with him after the meeting.
And I know that Matt sent out a noise violation on it, but.
Well, I think that's what,
there was a complaint,
him and Dan
gotta
get on the same page, that's all.
Being new to the situation and then looking through all the files of all the noise complaints and stuff, maybe he found that it was valid at the time.
Okay.
There was two complaints this week.
Oh, all right.
Alone with two videos, but like Dan said, neither one of them sounded very loud to us that we could hear, but we're not there, so I don't know. He did send out a notice of violation to the landlord.
All right. Let's see. Budget workshops. So I sent everybody the budget, proposed budget. I did talk to, so some of the department people about what's going on. And I know we're looking at possibly getting a new truck next year, but there's, we have about $50,000 in equipment fund that we can use for the first payment in the truck. And we have one more payment on, I think it's the backhoe. And then, so next year, the backhoe will be paid off, and then we can make payments on the new truck in lieu of that. So we should be kind of in the same place after that, as long as we use the capital fund money for the first payment of the new vehicle. And he's gonna be getting...
He has already got two quotes, and he's working on his third.
Okay. So we'll be looking at that.
This is the small truck?
Yeah, it's a small truck, small dump truck with Salter type stuff. Not as big as the other one.
All right.
So the only thing, I cannot be at the 28th.
Okay, me either.
Meeting.
Well, like I say, they're workshops, you know, if you wanna email stuff in, you can call in, whatever. And we may not, I mean, we may or may not even need it. I don't, you know, we set up three, and when we decide that we're done, then we're done.
Well, two of the three, they will be posted, and they are open to the public.
Right.
Not for public speaking, just for listening.
Right.
So we will have to have two of them at least?
No, we're gonna post all three of them. And then if we don't need them, we'll cancel. That's all, we'll post a cancellation.
Yeah, that's what I put on for three, if needed.
Yep. So, and the reason is, I'm gonna be heading down to Florida right after the March meeting, and I won't be back until the 31st, so.
Be heading down right after I get back.
Yep.
Right, do we need a motion on these?
Yeah, probably should.
Okay.
So I'll make the motion, we set budget workshops for February 21st, 28th, and 3rd at 7:30.
7:30, okay. Second?
Second.
Second by Guy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. School resource officer.
So do everyone have a copy of this?
Yep, I put it in their packet.
Let me go get it out for you.
Pretty cool, I like that idea.
So they don't have one at all right now, or?
So they are asking us for a couple of things. One, they wanna know how much it would cost. I don't know why, we have to figure out how much it costs.
Well, they probably want one of our guys.
Well, and they're also asking if we have anybody available, which we don't, because we don't have people on at those times, so. But, you know, I think the cost is, you know, depends on what they, you know, what are they, what's the shift? You know?
Yeah, 'cause they start, well, they start school at what, 9 o'clock? They run like 9 to 3:30 or something.
Right, so they probably want them there a little earlier, the person there earlier.
Yeah, I mean, 8 to 3:30, or 8 to 3 would be 8 hours.
I mean, will we have anyone that's even willing to work that?
Yeah, I think so. I think that one guy said that was doing it a lot when they were calling him in all the time for bomb things. I thought he said that when the school was looking into it, he wouldn't mind. I don't know, dog.
Yeah, well, I mean, so then you run, the risk of putting somebody on paid full-time.
Correct. Now you gotta pay benefits.
Now you gotta offer benefits. And...
Right, now, it seems like it would be from their budget, so there's no, you know, I don't know how that would transaction, but it's, you know, still, it's, we offer benefits, they're gonna have to cover those.
Right.
And...
But then we'd be responsible for making sure that somebody was there every day.
Correct, yep. You know, we know turnover's high right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be sort of a constant, I don't wanna say battle, but it would be a constant concern trying to keep somebody employed.
And did you discuss this with the chief at all?
I did not. I mentioned your concerns. I think we talked about this before, just in general about our responsibilities. But this is all we have.
All right. I think...
And it's just for informational.
Yeah, I think we'll table this for now. I think we should have a discussion with the chief. See what his thoughts are, but, I mean, my thoughts are, and I'm not really excited about getting involved in this. I mean, you know, if there's, and when you think about the schools are in Skodak and East Greenbush. So, you know, if they could put something together for the school district, it would make more sense, because then they'd all be, you know, from the same organization. You either have Skodak do it or East Greenbush do it.
Or the sheriffs. The sheriffs do other schools.
But they're talking about just for DPS.
I know.
So that's why they're talking about a village officer.
Right, they're asking us about DPS. I'm sure that they're...
Yeah, they're asking the other schools, the other ones for the other ones.
Mm-hmm. Which again, I don't... You know, like, it doesn't make sense to have it so decentralized like that.
Well, plus they don't say the hours or anything. Yeah.
That would be my concern, is once you have a full-time police officer, once you change it to a full-time, your health insurance, your benefits, you've got a lot of added stuff you're going to have to
Well, most of the retirees don't want that.
Well, that's what I mean. My first thing is, do we have an officer that's willing to go full-time?
A retired one.
Do we want any clarification on what it is they actually want? Because it's just the district is looking for it. Right, because he was saying this, East Greenbush covers Columbia, Janae, Goff. So...
And Belltop.
Yeah, so all of those resource officers are from that town.
City of Rensselaer has... Right. I think isn't the one that Red Mill, isn't that in the Rensselaer? Is that in East Greenbush? That's in East Greenbush.
That's in East Greenbush, too. Yeah.
So what is it they're actually looking for from us? And I know they're saying they just want to put, you know, a budget or an idea.
Well, we can really tell them, guys, the hourly rate of what an officer makes, because without even knowing, I mean, nobody's salary here.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't tell us how many hours they're looking for, nothing. So you can just
tell them. Well, we know when they want somebody there when school's in session, that's for sure.
Huh?
They want somebody there probably half an hour before school starts into a half an hour after.
I don't know.
And then what if they have, you know, like sports or something after? Do you want somebody hanging around while the kids are playing sports or doing intramurals or after school care or whatever, you know?
Well, that's why I'm saying all you can do is tell them the hourly rate of one of our officers, because we can't give them how much it's going to cost, because we have no idea how many hours they want them to work.
That's why I think we should table this, get with the chief, come up with a list of questions, and maybe meet with the principal over there or somebody from the district to find out, you know, do they really want to, you know, split it up like this, or do they really, or should they look more to a centralized, you know, one organization doing the district? So anyway, that's my thoughts on it for right now. So make a motion to table. Second by Ryan. All right, tabled. All right, anybody got anything they want to bring up? Any items?
No, just hopefully we're going to find out about the grant soon. We're getting the flooring. I can't wait. We usually find out soon.
And that's the court, right? That's
the court. Yeah, the court grant.
One, I think the biggest thing we put in was flooring.
Does anybody know what this thing to Charlie was about from First Walmart?
Oh, that was just, I put it in there so you guys would know that Charlie got that. He forwarded it to me today, just so you guys knew what the 2023 stuff was.
Okay.
Yeah, we're supposed to get a refund on the next billing, I guess.
Well, it looks like it's 200 and some odd.
Oh, for the scrap, I guess.
For the scrap.
Take everybody you got.
Yeah, and that's after somebody cleans the box out. Somebody comes and cleans the box out every frickin' month or something, don't they?
Well, they have a new company now, so they're actually, all last year, they hardly came. And then people steal the stuff out of it all the time, too, so that doesn't help us getting any credits, but.
Have we put the trail camera, Pete was talking about putting a trail cam or something.
Yeah, we have it out there.
So we can see who's.
The difficulty with it is that, like Dan said, you know, are we enforcing it? Are we arresting them? What's the deal? We caught somebody in it before, but most of the time it's kids playing. I catch them every day.
They're not stealing anything.
Well, they took a broken light thing.
That's minor. I'm more worried about, in that case, I'm more worried about them getting hurt.
Right. They came over and took the ladder, the little wooden ladder, so they could climb up. And they took bikes, you know, some bike parts. I mean, nothing really is going on. But a guy was in it before, months ago, taking stuff out, putting it in his truck. And I alerted Dan. But, you know, what's the procedure? That you guys, we brought this up a while ago. You guys were supposed to talk about whether we want them arrested. And didn't one of you guys have the opinion that, you know, it's.
I think the problem there is, what are you charging them with? I mean, the fact that it's
stealing the metal?
A small volume.
Grand larceny.
Value.
Larceny, grand larceny.
So nobody really talked about how we were going to enforce it. So really, we just scare them away. That's all.
That's probably the best thing, right?
Yeah, I think we should, you know, not press, I mean, you know, tell them they could be charged.
And how far in do you go? Do you
that's
get their name and all of that stuff and say repeat offenders are going to be.
Well, you're going to have to get their name if you're going to find them, so.
Right, that's what I mean, is that they have it all documented somewhere. Saying you have.
The trail cam's working. You can definitely see people going out there all the time. It's amazing how many kids go there every day. It's like a hangout. I was like, really, kids?
There are better places to hang out.
This one kid's like, oh, well, we're just building a go-kart and we're just looking for parts. I'm like, well, you're not going to look for the dumpster. You're going to get hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose it's better than vandalizing somewhere, but,
yeah,
you know, trying to build something. Anyway.
All right. Resolutions approve Kayla Vander Bogart as sub-housekeeper at the rate of $200 a month. So,
okay, so
she's
going to
take over for.
Yeah, she works right Lappies. Now and helps Mary one day a week until Mary feels up to taking her 3 days. But Janet is our housekeeper now, but she usually goes away for, it used to just be a couple weeks to a month. And Mary and I were okay with just, you know, keeping up with it on our own. But now this time she's going to be gone like 3 months, and Mary and I are not going to keep up with it for 3 months. So we asked Kayla, who's the sub deputy clerk, and she said that she wouldn't mind doing it while Janet's gone. So pretty much.
All right.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Ryan.
It's the same rate as Janet. Nothing's
yep.
changing.
Yep. So she'll get paid instead of Janet.
Just a body to do the work so I don't have to.
Yeah. All right, bill's mm-hmm. number.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Oh yeah, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Thanks.
No problem.
So nothing else before we close out and pay the bills? All right, bills number 264 through 295 in the amount of $18,913.74 in the general fund, $859.30 in the water fund, and $4,022.78 paid out of abstract.
Make a motion.
Motion second. By Guy, second by Rich.
Good question.
Yep.
On that, the planning board, the zoning.
Mm-hmm.
The bill was for $480. But it looked like Mark was the only one who attended, and they were $30 a piece, so it was like $120. So I was confused about.
Did we pay for everybody to go?
No.
No, we just paid for
only the ones that go.
And how much was it?
I don't know. I have to look. That was a while ago.
Well, no, the voucher's here.
Right, I haven't. But when they offered the class, I haven't seen the paper in a while. He offered it a couple months ago, and he had to sign up in advance, so they must be done.
So Guy's point is that he thinks it was $30
per session.
Per session.
Okay.
Mark went to four.
Mark went to four, so that should have been $120.
All right.
And the bill was for $480.
All right, I'll check it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Floor planning and zoning webinar series.
Nobody took anything else? Did you take a new trustee thing?
It's 120 each.
That was a while ago.
Okay, well, I don't know.
But it's a series.
Right, but if you look in the actual, you
had
the invoice, it's $30. So, I don't know where it comes to 480.
Each series is $125, and it's made up of
$120, it says, right here. All right, so what he's saying is the thing that he sent you, this part, says it's $120.
Per class?
For all of them.
Oh, okay.
And they charge you.
$400.
I think they charge you for four people for the series.
Or non-member fee, or non-membership
no,
one.
Probably four people.
Okay.
Because that's 120 to 480 is 120 times four people.
Okay.
And if the other people went, that's fine. I just want to confirm.
I didn't know of anybody else going. Would be nice.
Yeah. So
no
we just gotta call them and ask them. Look at.
Yeah, I will.
One guy went, took the series. He had when he signed up for it. It said it was $120. I see that your invoice is for 480. Is that an error? That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else?
The only other question I had, and it's carried over, but it hasn't cleared yet. The Esquama bill.
Esquama. Mm-hmm.
It shows that we are like behind a payment.
I don't know what you mean.
Meaning like it shows balance due of 7,000.
Oh.
Or sorry, it says it has a previous balance that keeps carrying over.
They probably just didn't get our payment on time. We only pay once a month, so sometimes
right,
it's close.
But it looks like it keeps carrying, like the total balance, we're paying this monthly bill, but there's actually a bigger, it almost looks like somewhere in the past we missed
it. You might have missed one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm. We'll have to look at it.
It says it's Esquama.
Yeah.
Yeah, Esquama.
Yeah. It's not, you mean county waste?
No, I'm pretty sure it was the Esquama.
Oh, Esquama.
Look at county waste too, because it's right here.
Is that the one that was like $3,000?
This is the tons. No, this is the.
No, so it's that. This that
is
one.
This is the
that's
tonnage.
The one.
Tonnage.
Sorry, the county waste one. See how it shows the previous balance? It shows we made the payment. It looks like we're somewhere in the past.
We missed a month or something.
We've missed one somewhere.
Yeah, I'll have to call them and see what invoice.
Yeah,
is
we'll have to see where. See what that balance forward is all about. Because
mm-hmm.
It's not explaining it.
Yeah, it doesn't look like there's any fees associated with it.
There's no late fees that they're charging us.
Which is good. But we do need to pay. Otherwise, I think I don't have any other questions.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else? All right. Entertain a motion to pay the bills.
We did.
Did I do that?
Yep.
Did we,
vote
on it? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. I did look this thing here for the, this here, I'm looking into that too.
Oh, okay.
It's the water grants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and somebody else called you today and wanted you to call them about a workers' comp quote.
Yeah, I see that there. And I'm getting a quote from Parma too, another one from, but I'm working on those.
Right, I'll get that number for you, it's on my desk.
All right, German's in order.
Make a motion?
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Ryan.